dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Well, on this Monday, we continue from Builder's Warehouse here in Kearney. And, Daddy, it is, I think, the first big day of Nebraska being in the Big Ten Conference. And it's another day of trying to find out what's going to happen with the rest of the schools that are in the Big 12. I get confused with the number situation and everything that's going on. But here's the latest from overnight when it comes to this. The government wants to get involved, and you know that's never a good thing.
Fix the oil spill. No, leave this to us.
Well, here's the deal. The chairman of the House Higher Education Committee of Texas says a hearing will be held Wednesday on the future of the Texas schools in the Big 12. Representative Dan Branch said last night he's confident that the governing boards of Texas, Texas Tech, and Texas A&M will wait until after the legislative hearing before deciding on any possible league changes. The legislator told the Austin American-Statesman that he has spoken with the presidents at those three institutions. Texas system regions have a plan to meet tomorrow. I don't know. I don't think they're going to wait on the government. I don't think they're going to wait on this committee.
Well, I don't know if they're going to or not, but somebody that does know for sure is Chris Level, Red Raider Sports in Lubbock, Texas, and Chris joins us right now. Chris, is this a package deal? Do all these Texas schools have to go together, and will they wait?
It's a great question. Again, this is so very fluid. I think what you're seeing happen now is that the Pac-10 has come in. They have talked to folks in Oklahoma, and I'm talking about OU and Oklahoma State. They have talked to folks at Texas Tech. They have talked to folks in College Station, and they are now still in Austin. And so everyone is on the same page and is discussed, the Pac-10's interest and the schools that talked to the Pac-10, all that stuff. What's kind of throwing a wrench into the works here is that A&M is really, really leaning to the SEC. And I don't mean that it's just speculation. I mean, I think that right now this is where that institution wants to go. They feel like this is a better fit for them. They kind of feel like they can get out of the shadow of the University of Texas in that circumstance. And so, you know, but what we are told by the Pac-10 folks, that it has nothing to do with their interest in the rest of these Big 12 South schools. So A&M is either on board or not, and if A&M is not, the Pac-10 will just simply move on. Now, the next layer to this story is that Dan Beebe, doing everything he can to try to, you know, keep this league together, and is promising a lot of money from a TV standpoint. You know, he compares it to, you know, every inch of the country has got a unique, fan base and a unique set of circumstances as far as TV revenue goes and all those things. And he kind of compares it to, these are like paintings, not widgets that a factory is spitting out. This is like a unique circumstance, and he feels like with still Texas and Oklahoma and really owning the entire state of Texas, they feel like they can still, you know, put together a very nice contract from a TV standpoint. I don't know if I believe that or not, but Texas is listening. So if Texas commits to that, then everyone else is going to as well. And then the onus would be on A&M to see what A&M does. Because I think if Texas commits, so will A&M. And then we're all back in this thing, minus Colorado and Nebraska, and everybody moves forward, I guess. And then at that point, everyone plays everyone. There are no divisions. I don't know if there would be a conference championship game anymore, but the two top teams would simply play in it, and there we go. But it's just, again, very fluid, and it changes by the hour.
So many directions to go with this. Chris Level of RedRaiderSports.com. I guess I'll start here. What took them so long? I mean, why didn't Dan Beebe and the Big 12 get after this a month ago when these rumors first came out? This seems like a last-ditch effort that's just not going to happen. I mean, if you can do it now, you could have done it a month ago.
I agree, and it's one of those deals where sometimes negotiations get really serious when people are under the gun. And I think at this point, everyone understands the magnitude of where we're at here, because it's by the hour as time ticks away. Again, there's decisions that could be made that will affect the future of these institutions and really the economies in some cities for forever. And so, I think that it's just come to this that. that it just, you know how sometimes when we you want to write, you know, in college when you're writing a research paper and you maybe wait till the last minute. Well, that I guess it took the last minute to get everybody's best deals, you know, on the table. I don't know, but this it's been some fascinating theater for all of us to watch and follow at this point. But I agree with you. I'm not sure if I'm buying into exactly what BB is selling, because I'll tell you, for the sources I talked to that were close to the folks in the meeting here with Texas Tech yesterday with the Pac-10 folks, they don't understand how Kevin Weiberg ever got out of his spot as the commissioner of the Big 12. And he is just simply the deputy commissioner of the Pac-10 right now, along with Larry Scott. I mean, they were talking massive dollar figures. They have a, you know, plan for everything going forward in place, cannot wait to implement it, and want to know if you're on board or not. And apparently they have given these Big 12 South schools a Friday deadline. So, you know, I would think at this point this is all going to be put to bed by the end of this week. But, again, we just sit and wait as this week gets going right now.
Chris, the new TV deal for the Big 12 was going to be done by April, correct?
Yeah, by next April. Part of the Big 12 and the Pac-10's, you know, TV contracts are up. For the Big 12, it's not the big part of the TV contract, but it is, you know, a substantial amount. It's the kind of the second tier part of that contract with FSN and whatnot, because the ABC ESPN contract is still in play, I believe, through the 2014 season. So, you know, that's why you heard all this discussion about the Big 12 and the Pac-10 working together, because the majority of you know, the bulk of their TV stuff was coming up at the same time, even though it wasn't the Big 12's biggest contract. But you're right. They, you know, the Big 12 is going to renegotiate something television-wise this next spring. And you know, I don't know if Dan Beebe is going to have anything to negotiate now or not, but, you know, that's when it would all get done. And maybe he'll be told that he needs to do that much sooner if these 10 schools do stay together.
Chris Lovell of RedRaidersSports.com is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Chris, if Texas Tech was the only school, I mean, if they could pick exactly what was going to happen, what does Texas Tech want to do?
Well, I tell you what they want to do is they'll tell you that, you know, that they would prefer, quote unquote, to keep all the Big 12 schools together, okay? But if you want to know what they really want to do, they want to go to the Pac-10. I mean, that's what, but again, they understand that Texas is driving the bus on this deal. They, you know, and I think Oklahoma and Oklahoma State do as well, that, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a package situation. So I'm not, you know, and the reason I say that is because when you have a chance as an institution to rub elbows academically with Cal and Stanford and some of these schools out here and make the kind of money that you are, that they're talking about making, I mean, essentially you would have won the lottery. I mean, because you guys are well aware of how the payouts go in this conference, and we're talking double, in some cases more than that, as far as money per year that the Pac-10 and the Pac-10 network would potentially make you. So I think they will be happy if the Big Ten, if these 10 schools stay together. But I think if you ask them and put a gun to their head, they will tell you they really are hoping that somehow the Pac-10 situation is what happens and that Texas jumps on board.
Chris, what do you make of reports for Oklahoma to the SEC and the interest there?
No truth to that. Oklahoma has no interest in it. I think that Mike Slive, the SEC commissioner, actually did reach out and want to kind of pair them up with A&M. But Oklahoma's not going to the SEC. It's just not going to happen. Their school president is very excited about the academic part of this thing, and I just don't think Oklahoma wants to split up from Texas and what the kind of what they've got and that rivalry that they've got, because, but you know, I think you will hear that you know that Oklahoma and Texas probably would have stopped playing you know altogether if they were to split conferences like that, because Oklahoma going to the SEC, playing that league schedule, is not going to want to sign up for Texas, you know, in the non-conference, you know, because everybody points out, well, that game was a non-conference game for years, but that is not something that anyone in the athletic departments would have signed off on, and I think Mac Brown would have been the same way.
A couple minutes left here with Chris Lovell of RedRaidersSports.com. Chris, during this whole process, what's the feeling been down there towards Nebraska, if there has been one?
I think it's everybody's kind of got a you know the blame wants to blame somebody, because you know right now you know the Aggies are blaming the Longhorns, the Longhorns are blaming the Aggies. I know Texas kind of you know, is wanting to blame Nebraska, and I know Nebraska's kind of saying some things about Texas. I mean, again, everyone must look out for themselves in this deal, and that's the bottom line. Just like you and I would, these institutions need to do what's best for them. And in some cases, you're locked in with other institutions about where you're located. In Nebraska's case, they're kind of the only show in the entire state, so they can kind of act independently a little bit. But I'll be interested to see, you know, like how the situation with Kansas and Kansas State plays out if they indeed, you know, split up. But, you know, there's a lot of people down here that are more fired up about, you know, the things that Missouri said and did and tried to act on. 2 months ago than they are about Nebraska bolting. So there's just plenty of blame to go around on this whole deal if that's what people feel like they need to do. But, again, everyone just trying to take care of themselves, and no one can fault anybody for that. Nebraska 100% did the right thing. You know, and I think Texas is trying to do the right thing for them. A&M, I would disagree if they think the right thing for them is going to the SEC. But if they feel like that's the best thing for their institution, they by all means should go.
Chris, you just brought up Missouri. Chip Brown has reported that Missouri caused so much upheaval, there may be a vote if the Big 12 sticks together, that they would kick Missouri out. Any truth to that?
I don't buy it. I don't think I think if you're trying to maximize revenue by keeping these – make no mistake, there are some hurt feelings there. There are some things said by that governor – by some of the folks there at that school and in the athletic department and all that, that it's going to take a long time to get over. But if you are committed to keeping, these 10 schools together, I think that they will somehow figure out a way to work it because, again, if you're trying to maximize revenue, the Kansas City and St. Louis markets are something you really need to dip into. If Dan Beebe is now, again, I guess Texas could say, you know, we'll commit to it, but you will kick, you know, they could call that shot if they really wanted to, but I find that hard to believe.
Well, Chris, kind of like we've been doing with all our guests, it is Monday. It is this noon hour. As of right now, what do you think is going to happen?
At the end of the day, I think that A&M goes to the SEC. It's hard for me to process that, but I think that's what happens, and I think these schools do go to the Pac-10, and the rest of these schools in the Big 12 are left to survive. I think what you're seeing now is the last-ditch efforts of some of these schools posturing and saying publicly, we're trying to save this thing and all that because it will avoid, you know, buyout fees. It will avoid antitrust situations down the road where some of these government officials will come in and say, you know, you didn't do this or you acted this way and all that. So I think a lot of what you're seeing now and reported is just simply posturing. At the end of the day, by the end of the week, I think that we're going to see all these schools split up. Again, that's how I see it right now.
Chris, as always, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll catch up with you again, perhaps before media days, perhaps at media days, but one way or another, we'll see you soon.
Well, won't that be an interesting few days there in Dallas, Texas? I cannot even imagine how spicy those 3 or 4 days at the Westin right there by the DFW airport is going to be, but I look forward to seeing you guys there, and it ought to be fun.
I don't know if fun's the word, but we'll see. Chris, thanks so much from Red Raider Sports. Of course, has his radio show in Lubbock as well. Daddy, that's just it. When will we get to talk football? When will we get to talk football?
Well, certainly right here, as we do every year, we will do the 12 days leading up to Big 12 Media Days. All those magazines that have started to come out, no mention's been made of them. They've got to be shaking their heads. Everybody wants to know what conference people are in. You've still got the same schedule this year. Those football coaches still got to be concentrating. Bo Pelini doesn't give a damn about the Big Ten right now. He's concentrating on this year's schedule.
But it will, depending on how this shakes out, with football being up first, with that being the first sport, I mean, and then the major sport, obviously, it will be brought up during the week of the game when you play Nebraska or Colorado or A&M or Missouri or whoever's going wherever. The last time you're going to play them, this is what they've done to you. They've messed up your university, depending on how you're taking this angle here. It will be a different feel every week. Different questions will be asked outside of football, unless something else weird happens. You get an injury or something happens off the field. But you're going to see a lot more talk when the Big 12 conference actually comes around. And, oh, great, Kansas State is on a Thursday, so basically you're going to have 3 weeks there with one Saturday game and a whole lot of time to fill and talk to Phil as you get ready for Texas early on in that Big 12 conference season and all the schools that you're going to have to play on the road and at home. Going to be a crazy time. And Big 12 Media Days was just a little more than a month away. What are we, 6 weeks away from going to Dallas? And that's going to be the majority of the talk.
No, I'm saying there's 12 coaches in the Big 12, obviously. You know the one coach that's going to hate that talk more than anybody and going to probably blow up about the second week about that talk? It's going to be Bo Pelini. He will not take that talk all year. That's not his deal. That's not his stick.
No. And we're going to have to find out how things break down as well here over the next few days. So we thank Chris for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Builders Warehouse in Kearney. A $1,000 gift card we are giving away before the end of the show today. A lot more to talk about. Continuing coverage of Nebraska heading into the Big Ten and officially being accepted and all that is going on from every angle. Every school has a different angle trying to hold on. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hope for a world without cancer. Progress towards a cure. Answers for your community. The American Cancer Society offers hope, progress, and answers in the fight against cancer. Join us in the fight by participating in Relay for Life as we walk through the night to raise money and provide hope, progress, and answers to more cancer survivors. The celebration of life begins Friday, June 18th at 6 o'clock at the Central Catholic High School track. Visit relayforlife.org for more information.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, Think Midway.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX423 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower mower with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. And at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. For the best selection of Toro mowers, see the helpful folks at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island.
Tell me something. Is this my vacation or isn't it?
Vowing to take their show to every place that starts with a letter from the alphabet, Doug and Daddy are on the road again. This week, it's a salute to the letter B with Builders of Kearney on Monday and Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on Friday. Make sure you're at Builders Monday for the awarding of a $1,000 gift certificate. Builders Kearney Monday, Bullseye's Hastings Friday. Both days, 11 until 1. The best road trip since Thelma and Louise.
Keep the radio.
Checking out our forecast throughout this afternoon, calling for a slight chance for a passing rain shower, isolated thunderstorm to develop. We'll have a high near 70 for tonight. Chance for a passing rain shower early on. Overnight low near 54 degrees. Currently 66.
Back here at Builders Warehouse in Kearney, the Doug and Daddy Show, with our two-hour program going on today. Stop by and see the gang up here at Builders on this Monday, a beautiful day to get out and continue some of the projects in and around your ranch at home. Glad to have you along with us here on the program, and we have more emails to get to. We're going to give away our $1,000 gift card here in just a little bit, and we invite you to stop by and see us, as we've got a lot to talk about still on the program today. But just talking with Chris Level there before the break, I guess, Danny, again, nobody seems to know where they're going, what's going to happen right now, and it's changing almost every hour now.
Yeah, I think you're going to find out certainly in the next two to three days. I think
this will get resolved, because nobody wants to be left out in the cold. And wherever Texas goes, they're certainly going to draw some interest with them. And that's the name, especially with the trouble USC is in once again. It'd be a huge get, I think, if they went Pac-10-wise, especially Oklahoma, Texas, to throw their names into that mix.
Well, here's a few other notes from the weekend. The Kansas City Star reporting that officials from Kansas, Missouri, Kansas State, Iowa State, and Baylor held a conference call on Saturday. They came out unanimously. They want to continue as members of the Big 12, which I guess is all they can say right now. Doesn't that make the most sense?
Well, they don't have any other option as far as anybody knows right now. I mean, otherwise that would be reported. Supposedly late last week, Big East was in the mix, was at least contacting Kansas. That's the only name you heard, of course, for their basketball program and prowess nationally. And then you heard Mountain West report that they may be interested in those teams. So we'll have to wait and see, but I think the initial dominoes to fall will be the South going wherever it is they will go.
Let's go to the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Lauren from St. Paul says, ribs, shoulders, brisket, and wings, all of Daddy's favorite food groups. Of course, referring to the upcoming Traeger National Barbecue Contest here at Builders coming up on the 26th of June. And it would be great to see you up here. And again, go to the website to find out more about getting into the Traeger Nationals. And we'll talk with Scott or one of the guys here again before we sign off the air at Builders about what's going on. Daddy, once again, you want to hit those names that are in for the $1,000?
Yes, I do.
Because you've been playing with them for the last 20 minutes.
Well, I got them all mixed up.
There's a reason here that you wanted to talk about them. So.
You know what? I'm gonna start eliminating names. Can we do that for the $1,000?
I don't know. I'm not in charge here.
Okay, I'm in charge. I'm going to start eliminating names. These people will receive a $20. You're not going home empty, Anna. That's not the way Builders works, people.
All right. So there'll be just one name left in the bucket.
There'll be one name left in the bucket. We will eliminate. Let's eliminate five right now.
And you're rough.
We got some Royals tickets to give you. We'll give you some Royals tickets along with a $20 gift card.
Some of them win Royals
tickets. Okay, let's do that. Some of you win Royals tickets. Some.
This is my co-host, Damon Day.
Hey,
this is my co-host. It's unbelievable.
Well, Doug, here's the first one to be taken out.
Rita
Crooks.
Oh. Rita's gone.
She wins a $20 gift card to Builders, though. Sorry, Rita.
Or Royals tickets.
Or Royals tickets.
You don't know what she's
winning. Yes, he just
You're
said.
Crazy. You're crazy. Okay, Royals tickets go into the next person out.
Royals tickets go to Joe Meisner from Kearney. Wins Royals tickets.
Can I draw one?
Want to?
I think you got it rigged over there. Okay, $20 gift card. This person is out. Adam Boardman from Minden gets a $20 gift card. Damon, you want to draw one out of there so we can blame you too? You know, you're taking dollars away from somebody. the name we can't read from Hastings, Tony.
Yes, Richard
Gross Nicholas.
No, Giggly Slew.
Yeah, it's.
Giggin sleeve.
That's what we're going with. Okay, draw one more, Daddy, and then we'll be down to five people that still have a chance at that $1,000 gift card
here
to Builder's Warehouse. So the last name for the moment that is out is?
Robbie Humphreys from Elm Creek.
Sorry, Robbie, but you're going to get another gift as well here from the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us, and when we come back, Damon Day is going to join us, so stay with us. We're back after this.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and with Independence Day coming, we're celebrating with our huge red, white, and blue tag sale. You'll save $100 on all red tag sets of Big O brand tires, or get $50 off all sets of Yokohama, or save $30 on every other set of tire in our stores, including Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, and many more. Don't miss this chance to save during our red, white, and blue tag sale only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
In today's cars, there's self-adjusting cylinders, self-activating wipers, even self-deploying spoilers. Why not a self-cleaning engine? New Next Generation Pennzoil cleans out up to 40% of sludge in the first oil change. It's the best cleaning Pennzoil conventional motor oil ever. So feel the clean with new Next Generation Pennzoil and turn your engine into a self-cleaning engine. Not just oil, Pennzoil. Results based on a severe sludge cleanup test using SAE 5W30.
Do you owe back taxes, being audited? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problems today. Call 1-877-202-7222 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Call Taxmasters right now at 877-202-7222 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Online at KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop.
The Chicken Coop, a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. And the Chicken Coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu that can satisfy anyone's taste. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop. Sports bar and grill, baby.
Checking out our forecast throughout this afternoon, calling for a slight chance for a passing rain shower, isolated thunderstorm to develop. We'll have a high near 70 for tonight. Chance for a passing rain shower early on. Overnight low near 54 degrees. Currently 66.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter. No.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show, live from Builders Warehouse. We're here till the top of the hour. Come by and see us. We've got some Royals tickets to give away still, Doug and Danny t-shirts. And before the end of the program, we're down to five finalists. We're down to five finalists for the $1,000 gift card. Daddy, let's get rid of one more. Let's make it four. Let's cut it down to four. Again, you're either going to win, if you didn't get the 1,000, some Royals tickets with the parking pass. We take care of you down there in Kansas City. Or you're going to get a gift card here to Builders. And the next one out of the hopper is
Chris Bard.
Chris Bond, Chris Bond, I think it is, from Kearney. So we're down to four. We're down to four people in the hopper. And we're joined by Damon Day, head baseball coach at UNK. Blue Gold's going on today, Damon. You've been working with the little league kids this morning. Blue Gold's going on. It's a busy time, even when it's off season.
Crazy, crazy day for me. But I figured I'd run down here to Builders and see how you guys are doing and whatnot. So busy day for UNK Athletics with our annual Blue Gold going on and Little League Day program. Thought we were gonna have to cancel, but able to grind through some rain and some wet field conditions and get it done. And so,
they battle.
Those kids are grinders. You know, six to eight years of age and whatnot. It's fun. I love doing Kearney Little League Day program. I need to preface it sometimes that it's a non-competitive Kearney Little League Day program, that we don't keep stats or score.
Did they name that after you?
No.
No. Oh, so you mean it's the opposite of night, it's day.
It actually happens during during the day. So if you ever want to see some interesting just baseball in general, you should come down and see the 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds play.
They're having fun, right?
Yeah, that's what we would like them to do. Now, mom and dad screaming in their ear, you know, run, run, elbow up, hands out. It gets kind of confusing for the little guys, but, you know, it's a great opportunity for our players. And you know, we got a lot of high school kids and UNK guys that run it. So it's a great experience for us, and it's a way to keep involved with the community.
Well, you're going to be in that position here someday too, where you're more than just the coach. But and I'm popping in the kids, and I don't want to put it on a certain kid. So we'll keep it general here. Do you ever correlate good college players, good high school players, with maybe the way you know their families or have seen their dads? I know there's some kids that you could probably pick right now that have come in that you know more because they're more of local kids. Is there a connection? Is there a piece of advice that a coach can give a parent if they want their kid to be better, and yet you don't want to push them in the wrong direction either?
You know, I can honestly say, and this is maybe where I'll disagree with a lot of different people, is, you know, and I always joke about it, is, you know, I played 12 Little League games. I played 12.
That's not a lot.
You know, no.
That's not a lot.
And pretty much up until a couple years ago, there was only a certain number of games being played. And my best advice in dealing with youth athletics across the board is, as long as they want to do it, let them do it. But if they don't want to do it, then don't make them do it. Because you're going to run into the burnout factor. You're going to run into the whole, I don't want to do this, you know. And burnout happens more often than people will think. And so, you know, when you talk about, do I know, do you go by lineage, or do you go by development, or do you go by, you know, genetics or whatnot? Baseball's a crazy one of all of them, you know, because baseball is the last sport that you really develop because of the hand-eye coordination type of thing. You know, soccer, basketball, some other sports, those are easier to play at a younger age. But with baseball, you know, that hand-eye, being able to do certain things and having a ball come at you and getting over the fear factor. And so baseball's a little bit tougher to gauge than it is for certain sports. And that's the thing, as a coach, you always kind of, you know, as someone who coaches at the college level, you kind of worry about, you know, with all that's going on in the world and how fast these kids grow up. You know, if you don't make the team at the age of 11 or the age of 12, it seems like you give up and you move on to something else. Well, you know, most baseball players aren't going to really realize how good they're going to be until they're 16 or 17.
I think you agree with this statement. What's the advice you give them? Teach them to hit from the left side.
Teach them how to throw left-handed, and teach them how to hit from the left side, and you're going to get a better opportunity for future success. But, you know, my biggest thing is to make it as fun as possible, so they want to keep coming out every year and doing it, and they want to keep showing up to practice, and they want to keep doing things. And so I've always just been a big advocate about making it as fun as you possibly can make it. And the kids will choose, whether it's basketball, football, golf, or whatever. As long as you keep it fun, kids are going to enjoy it. The kids who have the worst amount of fun are the ones who are made to be there.
Baseball coach at UNK, Damon Day, joins us. Are you paying attention to Omaha?
Of course.
Six of the eight are already there. We've seen some excitement. We've seen, boy, I was going to say, our friend that coaches at Cal State Fullerton, there were so many ninth-inning heroics over the weekend, down to the final strike. Arkansas got tied up last night. When they were down to their final strike, they got beat. Cal State Fullerton was one out away from a 2-0 sweep over UCLA. They lose both games. They're not going. Texas is staying home. How heartbroken are you about that? We haven't even got to that point. I wanted Texas to be in the final College World Series at Rosenblatt, A, because they've been in as many as anybody, and B, now with all this, I would have loved to have that so it would have started. So it would have started, and also maybe gotten some of it out of the way too, because this is going to be the only opportunity until actually probably the football game, maybe the volleyball teams will meet. But I mean, you could have got some of your so-called hatred and discussion of this whole thing with Texas out of the way if they would have won, but they didn't. TCU comes for the first time.
I'll be honest, I was kind of on the other side of that, watching those TCU kids form that pile in the middle of the field, and watching those Texas kids with those long, dejected faces. I had a big smile on my face watching the misery they were going through as they looked out onto that field. And you know what? For your first trip ever to advance to Omaha in the College World Series. How great. Not only, you know, it's going to be a tough road no matter what year you do it, but to do it on Texas's field with Texas's crowd against Augie Garrido, what a better way to advance to Omaha. And Joe Schlossennagel, I believe is his name, hopefully will join us later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I want to ask him how special that was to celebrate on that field in front of that the legendary coach and that crowd.
Damon Days with us. I was just going to ask you, from what you've seen, who do you like right now? Is Arizona State? I mean, they're the number one national seed. They're there, 52-8.
I take care of Arkansas. I think you can kind of throw it out the window. I mean, you got some new, you got some fresh teams in there that haven't been there in a while or haven't even been there before. And I think you see with the regional. I mean, I think everybody who played on Friday, it went to a 1-1. Everybody needed a game three to get there. So I think it's pretty, and I think what you're starting to see, and you saw it happen in football a little bit, you've seen it happen in basketball a little bit, and I think you're starting to see it now trickle into the baseball season. You're seeing parity. You're seeing some teams come from some places that not necessarily you would expect. It's not the same old anymore. You don't have to be from the same power schools to get there. You saw Coastal Carolina making a run, and you saw, you know, you're seeing Alabama make a run, which they're all have had great baseball programs, but you're starting to see more teams kind of crop up. UC Irvine was there a couple years ago.
It isn't LSU. It isn't Miami, what you're saying.
Right. You know, there's some new teams in there. Virginia came last year for the first time. I think you're starting to see that talent spread out. I think you're starting to see that, you know, with scholarship and budgets and everything kind of becoming more even across the board, you're starting to see more teams have the ability to get there. And let's face it, it's whoever gets hot last. Type of thing. You know, you saw it this weekend with who bats first and whatnot. So I don't know who's going to win it, but I think it's going to be one of the funner CWSs with it being the final year and all the excitement and pageantry wrapped around that type of thing. And I just love watching college athletics. I love watching those kids. And you saw the kids from South Carolina when that guy hit that three-run bomb.
I mean, you know who the happiest people are about South Carolina making it to the College World Series? It's no one from the state of South Carolina. It's the vendors who get to sell the hats that say Cox on it. That is exactly what it is. I couldn't believe it had been 6 years since I'd seen that at the College World Series. Those are the people that are the happiest because those will sell the most.
There will be a lot, you know, and we do in a fundraiser with Event One, or the UNK baseball team does. A lot of our Omaha kids will help stack the stadium full of T-shirts, and the vendors will say that. New teams bring quite a bit more money than when you have the same old standard Miami, Texas. Heck, I mean, if you're Miami, how sick are you? Field the baseball and you're going to the College World Series.
Some trouble there. I mean, how unfortunate. I never do feel sorry
seven
for Miami,
errors
Florida.
In a game?
I never do feel sorry for them. One more question because we're unfortunately running out of time here. With the Big Ten, your thoughts, you're in there a little bit with Mike Anderson, knows what, have you had a chance to get his thoughts on this whole deal and what going to the Big Ten in baseball mean for Nebraska? People have differing opinions here.
No, but I was out at the Blue Gold golf outing today and my athletic director did inform me that we are a possible fit for the new Big 12, the UNK, the Lopers. Could be taking over that slot in the Big 12. So I'm excited to hear about that.
Yeah,
I think I would enjoy going down to Austin and getting to play. But, you know, I haven't gotten to talk with Coach Anderson about that. I know it's a big, big difference for them because they've recruited Texas very hard. You've gotten to a certain level of player, and you don't know if you're still going to get that level of player now playing in the Big Ten. You know, baseball in the Big Ten has not had a huge amount of success at the national level over the past 10 or 12 years. You know, you look back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they were very, very successful. But they haven't, you know, a couple years ago, I think Michigan had a big run where they made it to a super regional. But I don't think there's been a Big Ten school at the College World Series since 88. That would be a statistical question. So I don't know when that would be.
Well,
but
we're learning a lot more about the Big Ten as this all goes along.
I think it's exciting. I mean, I think the group that's probably got to be more worried about it is the NCAA. You know, I like how the NCAA has kind of stepped back and said, "Oh yeah, well we're going to wait and see what happens." Hey man, you guys are getting really close to being completely cut out of this whole football thing because you won't have made a payout. It's just going to take one TV network to come up with the cash, and you're going to find you're going to have about 35 to 48 schools who are going to leave the NCAA in football, playing this new BCS whatever, and now it's on for some real money. And the NCAA is not going, I mean, that's what this is all basically going to end up moving towards. I can't believe this wasn't your idea, Daddy. That's what I can't believe. Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Daddy, let's draw it down to the final three. Maybe Scott will draw a name out here and see who's left. And then we are going to have three folks remaining for a chance at a $5 or $1,000 gift card. And let's see who's out now. Who did we take out?
Rosemary Glazier of Kearney has now been removed for a $20 gift card. Nothing wrong with that. Just out for the $1,000.
You want to read the three finalists, and then we'll take our final break here? The three finalists, these three are still alive for the $1,000 gift card.
Ham Kirshner, Kearney.
Okay.
Kirshner, excuse me. Amy Johnson, Kearney. Scott French.
One of those three will win a $1,000 gift card from Builders Warehouse when we come back after this.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, a Sports Center update on ESPN. Three schools switched conferences in a flurry of activity last week that shook up college athletics, and the biggest changes could come this week. Five more schools could be on the verge of bowling the Big 12, a blow that would cripple the rapidly disintegrating league and set into motion another round of conference switching. It could start as soon as Tuesday. That's when the Texas Regents meet to discuss the Longhorns' athletic future with an offer to join the Pac-10 on the table. Pac-10 Commissioner Larry Scott spent the weekend traveling across Texas and Oklahoma, hoping to entice five Big 12 South schools, all but Baylor, to head west to become part of a 16-team mega-conference. If Texas goes, the rest will likely follow. The South beat the North 2-0 in both games on Saturday at the Shrine Soccer Classic held at Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings. Katie Pickenpah and Megan Merrill of Millard West scored the goals in the girls' game. Manny Lura of Omaha South and Hastings College recruit Jake Easy of Omaha West Side hit net in the boys' game. Sarah Nelson of Omaha West Side and Lura were named the game's most valuable players. The 33rd annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic will be held this Saturday at Lloyd Wilson Field. Players are going through workouts this week at Central Community College in Hastings. Kickoff for the game will be at 1:30. We'll have it on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 1:15. The 52nd annual Nebraska Shrine Bowl football game will be played on Saturday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Scott Porter of Blue Hill will be one of the coaches for the South team. Nate Arnold of Adams Central, Jamie Bergmark of Aurora, Riley Boniface of Blue Hill, Matt Bowman of Kearney Catholic, Nate Most of Giltner, Dalton Steele of St. Cecilia, and Pete Trouch of Minden will all play for the South team. Brent Douglas of Ravenna, Lewis Kalen of Grand Island Senior High, and Austin Whitmer of Grand Island Central Catholic will play for the North team. Kickoff will be at 6:30. We'll also have it on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 6:25. Hastings Five Points Bank went 1-2 at the Columbus tournament over the weekend. Hastings is now 10-12 in the season and will play at Norfolk on Tuesday. Kearney Runza went 4-0 at a tournament in Gretna. Kearney is now 15-3. Kearney Post 52 went 0-3 at their own tournament at Memorial Field. Kearney is now 8-6. And Kearney Five Points Bank went 1-2 at the Grand Island tournament. Kearney is now 8-5 on the season. And six teams punched their tickets for the College World Series over the weekend. Florida, Florida State, TCU, South Carolina, Arizona State, and UCLA will be coming to Omaha for this year's tournament. The other two spots will be filled today. Oklahoma will play Virginia in Game 3 of their Super Regional in Charlottesville, Virginia. Alabama will play Clemson in the deciding game of their Super Regional in Clemson, South Carolina. That's an update on sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
It's the Spring into Graham Tire Sale featuring all Cooper tires on sale. Get an oil, lube, and filter service for only $24.88. Plus, a free preventative maintenance check on your car or truck. At Graham Tire, you always get free shuttle service, flat repair, rotation, mounting, 30-day ride guarantee, air pressure alignment check, and road hazard, all free with each tire purchase. Spring into Graham Tire today through April 17th. Quality products and legendary service for over 59 years. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
And we're back at the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And we have just a couple of minutes left here at Builders, and it's come down
the exciting time. Let's get Bob hooked up over there, Daddy. Let's get the headset on store manager Bob Durr, who is coming in to draw the winner. Bob, are you nervous? There's a thousand bucks on the line here.
There's $1,000 on line.
I think he's nervous, Daddy. Could you tell nerves at all?
No, Bob's fine. He's really focused. This is a big part of his day. He's waiting for this part of the day all day long.
Well, he's actually been in the back practicing taking names out of the bucket. I've seen it. And then he had a little lunch. Then he practiced again, names out of the bucket. And we're down to three. A $20 gift card goes to, this is Amy Johnson of Kearney. So we're down to two names. The next one that he draws out is going to have Royals tickets for a family four-pack, parking to any game they want in Kansas City on a limited basis, but most any game. And then the name that remains will get the $1,000 gift card. Who did you draw out, Bob, for the Royals tickets?
I want you to know I'm really sweating on this. Looks like it's Scott
French.
Scott French gets the tickets, so that means the winner of the $1,000 gift card to Builder's Warehouse is
Pam Karshner.
Pam, that was like the first name you drew out when we got here, wasn't it? Pam Karshner of Kearney, congratulations. You have just won a $1,000 gift card to Builders. And, Bob, that's I'm really excited.
Pam, this ought to be a really good deal for you, and I'm sure you can put it to good use.
Well, you've got so much going on out here. Before we get out of here, folks that want to spend $1,000 or want to spend $20 or want to spend $100, you guys got so many great things. What should they be looking at when they come up to Builders this week?
I think for Pam, I would come in and look at the tool section and go for a bunch of tools. I know her husband, I think he would love any tool that we have right now. There's grills on sale. She could put it towards a grill. We have lawnmowers that are good buys right now. We have a lot of different things. Father's Day's coming up, so we have a lot of fun tools. We have a Sonicrafter in there that has all the accessories and everything. It would be really good.
Now, Bob, the DeWalt tool section that you've got are on sale right now. Are they always on sale like they are right now?
I'd say we have really, really good prices right now. We've lowered some different things. We've even bought some things to put on sale.
Well, this is just outstanding, and of course, I also see a lot of lighting fixtures, Pam. So I don't know where you're going, but you know, there could be a different thing. And you mentioned Father's Day, obviously. You don't just come up here and see, you know, stuff that you're going to build a playground with. There are things that are good for everything, Daddy. And speaking of Daddy, what's your Daddy getting from Builders?
Well, you know what? That's interesting you bring that up, because I'm going to have to pick something up, and I don't know why you wouldn't do it right here at Builder's Warehouse.
Well, it's going to be great. Bob, thanks so much for having us up, and again, congratulations to our winner.
Well, yeah, and thank you for being here.
You bet. Daddy, one more time, our winner was
Pam Karshner from Kearney. Congratulations, Pam. $1,000 goes to a gift card for you, your husband. Congratulations, Pam Karshner.
Quick mention here, we've been talking baseball. The Kearney runs as seniors, went 4-0 this weekend. Unfortunately, not so good for the Post 52 juniors. They dropped all three games at home this weekend. 5 points juniors went 2-1 at Ryder Park in Grand Island. And at the Columbus tournament, the Hastings 5 points team went 1-2 as they get back into midweek action. The Shrine Soccer Classic, the South won both games by a score of 2-0. A handful of kids from Lexington and Hastings were on the winning boys' side there. And at the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel, it always seems to be close. The East nips the West 17-15. Grand Island's Matt Rice and Nate Westerby, Justin Tobenheim of Amherst, Derek Helms of Arapahoe, Tanner Sturgeon of Cozad, were all among the winners from our area. This week, we have got Trine football. We've got eight-man football. We're at Builder's Warehouse today, and just because we're taking off doesn't mean you can't come up and take care of some of the great deals and see what they have to offer here at Builder's. Don't forget the Traeger National Barbecue Contest. Daddy is back here to judge on June 26th. I can't imagine you being more fired up for food.
You're looking forward to that. This is an amateur-only barbecue contest. Go to TraegerNationals.com. Check it out. Come up with six categories for you to choose from. Oh, I'm not very good at cooking chicken. You don't have to be. Pick a different category. Come up. They'd love to have you. Please, dunk tank. They've got fire. The firemen are going to be up here. It's a great family outing day. Come up and check out the Traeger Nationals going on June 26th at Builders.
Lakers, Celtics. Can the Lakers, is it still the Lakers to win?
No. Boston, I still think Boston proved last two games, yes, They took care of business at home. I cannot believe they're going back to L.A. Boston wins this thing. Boston's a better team.
Merritt, anything else we need to wrap up back there besides telling folks I got to go to lunch at the Chicken Coop? But tonight at the Chicken Coop, it's Monday. It's Mountain Oyster Night at the Chicken Coop. And now added to the menu as of today, just talked to Colin yesterday because, well, I ate there yesterday too. So what are you going to do? You know, when you're single, you need somebody to fix your food, and they do a great job there. So great job at the Chicken Coop. Walleye on the menu tonight. So they're going to be fired up. This will be the night to go to try that because it's new on the menu. They want to make sure it is as absolutely great as it can. I had the peppercorn steak yesterday. Awesome. They've got lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. And with all the World Cup and the playoffs going on and the College World Series and the U.S. Open this weekend, you can watch it all on the numerous televisions where there's not a bad seat in the house. Stop by and check them out anytime for lunch or dinner at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Merritt, everything okay?
Yeah, I think everything's going all right.
All right. Well, let's welcome in Scott Casper, our marketing director, before we get out of here from Builders. Scott, thanks for having us. I think we've made a couple of people pretty happy today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to thank you guys for coming out. It was a great time. I wasn't sure you'd be able to fill 2 hours from a lumber yard, but you did a marvelous job.
Well, we hope to do it again sometime.
Absolutely.
Anytime you want to give away $1,000 or just, you know, food to daddy, you know.
Right on.
We'll be here.
Yeah, the best part is now we can take your ugly faces off our big LEDs.
I was wondering why traffic was speeding up and down here, you know. There must have been a trap set up here somewhere. But, no, Scott, thanks for everything, and we're looking forward to the Traeger National Barbecue Contest one more time. They get signed up how?
TraegerNationals.com.
Pretty simple,
it's just
folks.
That easy, yep.
TraegerNationals.com. Check it out and get signed up coming up on June the 26th.
Hey, somebody's going to win pellets for life.
Yeah, pellets
for life. That's a big deal. Oh. I mean, that could be 50 years of pellets. That's a lot. You know, that's why I entered my kids.
I was going to say, write the youngest person in the family on the top of the list, pellets for life. Well, let's get out of here. We want to thank Kyle Means from Tri-City Storm, John Elliott, the president of the Kearney Little League, UNK baseball coach Damon Day, also Monty Krasenstein, Husker insider and former Husker, started the show off. As we talked about the Big Ten and the Big 12 and what's going on there. Also, Chris Level from RedRaidersSports.com. Tomorrow, we're going to have more Big Ten perspective. David Jones of the Harrisburg Patriots, been covering Penn State. We'll talk to him about what's going on and what he believes is going to happen. He thinks, as we set that up, he thinks right now it's going to be 12 teams in the Big Ten for a little bit. He says it probably won't expand until they get a yes from Notre Dame at some point, which I guess a lot of people believe will happen sometime. Also, we delve into the College World Series. The complete, unless there's a rainout, all 8 teams will be set, and we'll be picking up and talking about each and every team as they get ready for Omaha, Tony.
Yeah, Thursday, I'm looking forward to that.
Sorry, Thursday, 8-man football camp. Friday, we're going over to Hastings again to Bullseye, but a lot to talk about.
Yeah, a lot of those coaches, we're efforting every one of those coaches in the College World Series. Look forward to catching up with them right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.